Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I am talking to Julie Bryant from Frontier Community College. How are you doing today, Julie?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I am doing just fine. So, big things happening out at the college. You're number 15?
Yes. 15 in the nation by Forbes. So we've been
Forbes
celebrating
Magazine.
That. Yes. That came last August. So we've been celebrating that still. We're pretty proud of it.
All right. Number one. Automotive?
Yes. In the last couple weeks, we found out that we were ranked the best automotive trade program in the nation. That was by a website called Trade School Future. So they're always monitoring different trade schools across the country. And yeah, we got ranked first.
Quality education at a low price.
Yes,
Frontier
exactly.
Community College.
We were the best by tuition and a lot of other data we were leading, which of course put us in first place. But that's a really strong program of the college. So we're really proud of that.
All right. And we are going to talk about some upcoming classes that are coming up. But we can't quite talk about the New York City trip. You're just teasing us on Facebook with that.
That
right
was
now.
A tease last week, and the big reveal is today. So, yes.
Okay.
We have been putting that information out there. It's a big ticket item. It's a big deal. We've never done anything like this before, or it's at least been a long time. And I don't know that the college has ever taken a trip to New York City.
No,
so
I don't think
that
so.
That's an exciting thing coming up this July.
Okay.
So we'll talk a little bit about that today.
All right. All right. We will talk and get all the information that we can drag out of Julie here in just a few moments on the Community Connection. Stay tuned.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
It's an interesting discussion, this high-definition dreaming, thinking about your future very, very, very clearly. Sharon and I, when we first started this company, our kids were little, and people say, how did you work the hours that you worked to start and then grow that company? And you were gone all the time, and how did you do that? And your children survived, and your marriage survived, and all that. It's because we weren't looking at the moment. We were looking past the moment. We were living like no one else so that later we could live and give like no one else. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield, WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Julie Bryant from Frontier Community College, and we are talking about some upcoming classes. And then we briefly mentioned the New York City trip, which is coming up in July.
Yes, July 8th through the 11th.
Be looking for more information on what's going to happen there, right?
Yes, we have been updating people about that on social media, and you should be able to hear it on the radio and in town pretty soon.
Relatively soon.
Yes,
relatively soon. All right. What are the classes that are coming up that we need to know about?
These are all community education classes. So you may remember we did a survey back in the fall because we wanted to know what are some skills you would like to work on, what are some things you'd like to learn. And based on the feedback, we've scheduled some classes for the spring. So we have a lot coming up. There's a few starting later this month and then some starting the second half of the semester in March.
Okay.
So the first one we have coming up is called Barn Quilt Painting. And I don't know if you're familiar with those.
Barn quilt painting.
Yes. Barn quilts are a huge thing right now. They're really trendy.
Okay. So you're going to have to explain this to me.
Yes. So barn quilts are, they're really big pieces of wood that have a quilt pattern on them.
Okay.
And they're normally hung on a barn kind of towards the front. They're really pretty. But you're starting to see those more on garages, front porches. Some people can even put them indoors. And so we're allowing people in town to make their own. It's a little bit smaller, so it's going to be about a 22 by 22 pallet.
Okay.
And Cheryl Harrell is going to teach that class.
Okay.
So she'll have a pattern picked out, and you get to pick the colors and kind of make it your own.
So this is one step beyond the big star that everybody's putting on their house, right?
Yes, it's a little different than that. Yes. So they're really trendy right now, but they're going to be offering those. And yeah, you can take it home and put it wherever you want
to. It's like this huge
badge
that you can put on your house.
Yes, they're
so
really pretty.
Do you get to pick the pattern you want?
There's a pattern that Cheryl has picked out, but you can customize it to make it different. You can add more details to it. Some people leave the kind of the stain of the wood showing. Others paint it completely. You can kind of make it your own.
So, oh, okay.
And it's got a cap of about 20 students on the class, and it is filling up fast. So if it's something you want to take, you need to call the college as soon as possible and save your spot.
So when is that going to be?
That is coming up Thursday, February 21st. It's a two-night class or a two-day. So Thursday the 21st from 6 to 8 p.m., and they'll tape the pattern and get it all ready. And then they come back Saturday the 23rd from 1 to 4, and they'll paint it.
Okay. And then any protective coating that needs to be applied then?
Yes. So by Saturday the 23rd, that day, they'll get it all done and they'll take it home the second day.
Okay. All right. And there is a limit of 20.
Yes. It's filling up fast.
So if you are into the barn quilt pattern, want one for your house?
Yes. Call. And if it's full, we're looking at scheduling another one because the feedback has been really great. So we'd like to offer that one again and give people the chance to take that.
Okay. Now, I know when you did the Bob Ross painting class.
That was a huge hit. Yes.
It was a huge hit. You had to do two.
Yes. We did two sessions, and that was a huge hit. So people like the paint parties. And that's kind of another thing that's in style right now is going to those paint parties. And so speaking of which, we have scheduled paint parties for March and April.
Oh, okay.
So if you don't want a barn quilt, we will have an opportunity coming up March 7th. That's a Thursday night. We're going to do a paint party where you sign up and all the supplies are included. You just bring yourself, bring a friend, you can bring a snack. And in Bob Boyle's Hall, Cheryl Harrell will lead that paint party.
Okay.
She's going to pick out a design and lead everybody step by step.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like the Bob Ross painting class, but it's not Bob Ross.
Okay. So I was wondering, are we going to be talking later about Bob Ross?
We are not. There's no Bob Ross classes on the schedule, but we do have painting parties scheduled. And Cheryl's working on designs for those.
Oh, okay.
So watch our social media. We'll be letting you know what you're going to paint.
Okay. And then besides the barn quilting, barn quilt painting class.
It's a mouthful.
Yes. Because you got to get it right. Otherwise, it's completely different.
Yeah.
Why are they painting the quilt? What else you have coming up?
So after the barn quilt painting, the upcoming class we have is bowling. And that's going to start on Thursday, February 28th. That is a 9-week class.
Oh, okay.
So that will start on Thursday, February 28th, and you'll meet every week until April 25th.
Okay.
That's going to be at the Spare Time Bowling Alley over in Albion.
Right.
And I haven't been there in a while, but I've heard they've done a lot of renovations to it. So the alley looks great, and they'll be having class there. So you'll meet weekly from 6 to 7:30. And Eric Reeser, who is one of our advisors at the college, he's teaching the class. He's a lot of fun.
Right.
And it's been a few years since he's taught the class, but I do know on the last night of the last week of the class, he does an awards night and hands out some pretty unique awards.
Okay.
So if you take the class, you'll get an award at the end.
All right. And is there that much? Well, I guess scoring is the big thing he's going to be going over.
Yes, he goes over like how to get a higher score because, you know, if you get a lot of gutter balls, he's going to teach you how to change some things so that you won't do that anymore.
Okay.
But you'll learn some of the rules and strategies.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And to keep the computer from keeping score.
Yes.
Wait a minute. No, that's a he'll teach you what a turkey is.
Yes, he goes over all that stuff. And the first night you'll meet on campus just to kind of go over the rules.
Okay.
And then the following weeks you'll be at the alley.
Are you going to have to rent shoes every week?
Yes. So you'll pay the college. It's $52. If you're over 60, it's only $32. We waive the tuition. And then every week you'll pay $5 to Spare Time. And that will cover the cost of your shoes and two games of bowling.
Oh, okay. All right. It's bowling, and that comes up again February 28th.
February 28th, yes, that's correct.
With Eric Reeser.
Yes.
At Spare Time Bowling.
Yes.
Can you just show up at Spare Time Bowling?
We should probably call ahead.
Call ahead.
So you can call the college at 842-3711. Let them know that you want to take bowling. They'll get you signed up, and once you pay, you're all good to go, and show up to class.
Okay. All right. We will talk more barn quilt painting. We'll start February 21st, and then bowling starts February 28th at the college. And we'll have more in just a moment with Julie Bryant.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner. Need to up your home improvement game? We can help. Whether you're aiming to impress someone special with your handy skills, tackle neglected repairs, or add value to your home, we've got your weekly dose of expert advice, tips, and hacks for taming your to-do list. And we'll have a little fun along the way. Your home will be the one that's talked about for all the right reasons. And it all starts right here. Saturday mornings at 9 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Julie Bryant from Frontier Community College. You are the marketing coordinator for the college and doing a wonderful job on social media
Thank
and
you.
Starting to see more things. So what's coming up after barn quilt painting on the 21st, then bowling on the 28th,
yes.
and that's a nine-week course at
yes,
bowling.
Yes, that is a nine-week class. Okay. We have our spring break will be starting the first week of March, and after spring break, we will have some more classes starting up. The next one is cake decorating, and
okay.
that is an eight-week class, and that is going to be with Heather Nelson. So you may not be familiar with the name Heather Nelson. She's not from Fairfield. She's
okay.
actually from Nebraska, and she moved here this year. She went to culinary school and got an emphasis in baking and pastries. So
okay.
she is an expert when it comes to cake decorating, and
okay.
she actually worked at a bakery prior to coming to Fairfield for about 3 or 4 years decorating cakes.
Okay.
And they're beautiful. And so she's going to share her talents with others.
So do you know, did she go to the FBI or the CIA?
Food
and Beverage Institute or the Culinary Institute of America?
Well, actually, she went to neither of them.
Oh,
she
okay.
gave me, I asked her for the name, and it's called Metropolitan Community College Culinary School.
Oh, okay.
So I think it was in her hometown or somewhere
right.
near her. And so she got her emphasis in baking and pastries from there.
Oh, okay.
And she does cakes for some people here in town. She's done some, you know, on her own. And
right.
she taught the Christmas cupcakes class that we had a few months ago. And I helped her with that. And I was just amazed at how talented she is. So I, as soon as that class was over, I said, you've got to teach a cake decorating class. And so that's coming up. That will start, that'll be on Wednesday nights beginning March 13th. And that will run through the 1st of May.
Okay.
That's going to be in Bob Willis Hall on our campus from 6 to 8 p.m. And she's got her itinerary kind of set out for each week, what she wants to do. So you're going to learn a lot of things while you're in that class.
Okay.
And things like flowers, borders, how to write on cakes, animal faces. You'll get to experiment with fondant. And I think there's one night that you'll even get to practice making like a wedding cake. So you'll
oh,
learn
okay.
the different methods and decorating styles for that.
All right. So now I was told you are a cupcake expert. What did you learn in the cupcake class in December?
They made, so she taught them 6 different styles of cupcakes. So they did a snowflake. I believe they did a Santa face, a Christmas tree. There was all different kinds.
Right.
And it was really neat. I think people in the class had a lot of fun. And you really just kind of get to try your hand with the different decorating tips. And then when the class was over, they took some home
mm-hmm.
so they could make it on their own.
Okay. And I noticed you placed this on Wednesday nights.
Yes.
Knowing that my classes are on Tuesday and Thursday, right?
So, yes,
so you
so
can't
it's
bring
perfect
the leftovers
time
to
for
us.
You. Yes. And actually, Heather's only allowing 10 people in the class.
Only 10?
She
okay.
is a new teacher, and she kind of wants to make sure that she can let everybody learn and help everybody in the class. So there's only a 10-seat limit, so you'll have to call and make sure you get your spot because that
okay.
will fill up. And the cost of the class is $52. Again, it is only $32 if you're over 60. And then when you're paying and registering, you will also do a supply kit fee of $35. That is yours to keep. So
okay.
you're paying up front for that, but all those supplies you'll use in the class. And when it's over, you take all that home and you
right.
can start making cakes on your own.
Pastry bags and
yes, it's got pastry bags, decorating tips. It's got a turntable so you can
Ooh.
get the cake covered well, spatulas, all that kind of stuff.
The next thing you know, you'll be the next Duff Goldman.
Yes, exactly. The ace okay. of cakes.
That's right. All right, what's after? Cake decorating starts March 13th. Call the college. There's only 10
yes.
spots available
10 spots.
For this.
Yes, smaller
okay.
class.
Okay, what's after that?
So ballroom dancing is the next one on our lineup, and you guys might be familiar with Steve Lemons. He's led quite a few of those ballroom dancing classes, and he enjoys doing that. So he's partnering with the college. That will start on Tuesday, March 19th.
Okay.
And you can bring a partner. You must have a partner when you call to sign up because
okay.
he wants to have an even amount of people in the class.
Right.
So even if you just want to take it with a friend and you don't have a partner to do the class, you just need to have someone else to sign up with you. That is going to be $60 a person, and that will meet weekly from March 19th through April 23rd. So that'll be in our Workforce Development Center in the big open area, so there's plenty of room to move around and get familiar with the dances.
Okay. Now, ballroom dancing seems to come back year after year. Is it that popular?
It is a popular one. Again, when we did those surveys in the fall, that was a good response.
Okay.
And Steve Lemons was the first person that came to mind, and he really enjoys it. You can kind of tell, has a lot of fun with it. So throughout that class, they'll learn dances like the waltz and the two-step, and then he'll even include some fun dances like the electric slide.
Okay.
So you will be ready to be a wedding guest this summer. Take up a new hobby. It'll be a lot of fun.
Sharpen the gift of rhythm.
Yes.
Okay. So Steve Lemons is teaching. It's not Paul.
It is not Paul. We have tried to get him to teach, and he just has not yet.
Okay.
So maybe we'll finally persuade him.
Okay. We will be back in just a moment with Julie Bryant here on the Community Connection.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to our station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Deep South Restaurant, Nap Oil, Murphy's Pet Grooming and Boarding, and Serendipity Cards and Gifts. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long these deals will last.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Julie Bryant, the marketing coordinator for Frontier Community College. And, all right, we've been talking ballroom dancing. It starts March 19th with Steve Lemons. Cake decorating starts March 13th, and that is who?
Heather Nelson.
Heather Nelson. Bowling.
Eric Reeser.
Eric Reeser, yeah. I was thinking of his mom. His mom was my daughter's kindergarten teacher.
Yes, she was mine too.
Okay. And then barn quilt painting with Cheryl Harrell.
Yes.
That starts February 21st. So that's the one you really got to get signed up fast. But there's only 10 spots for cake decorating.
Yes.
So we're going to revisit the cakes for Easter. Is that what I understand?
Yes. So we were talking about Heather Nelson teaching cake decorating. We also have her on the schedule to teach an Easter cupcakes class. So we had the Christmas cupcakes, and now she's going to be doing Easter cupcakes. That's a little bit a ways away, but it's not too late, not too early to get signed up. So Easter cupcakes will be on Monday, April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Okay.
And that will be from 6 to 8 p.m. in Bob Boyle's Hall. So similar to the Christmas cupcakes class, Heather's going to go over 6 fun and exciting decorating methods for Easter. So you're going to learn, there'll be probably some with the bunny faces, and there's the different, you can use a grass decorating tip, and you might put little Easter eggs on there. So she's planning that out. That'll be a fun class, and it's on April 1st, so that gives you a few weeks to practice after the class is over and have some cupcakes ready for Easter.
Okay, so... So here's my question. For the Christmas, now, when you did the Christmas cupcakes, they looked beautiful, right?
Yes, they were very pretty.
Now, did they taste good?
They tasted very good. Actually, when I taught that with Heather, she took over all the frosting preparation, and I did the baking.
Okay.
So they were baked by me, so I can say that they were good.
Oh, okay.
But as for Easter, I don't know if she'll take care of that or if I'll assist her again with that. We're still working out the details.
Buttercream?
Yes.
Okay.
It tastes very good. And she gives the recipe for the buttercream frosting. So you'll take home a recipe card, and then you can make the frosting at your own home.
Okay. All right. So you technically learn everything, plus you get to take everything home.
Yes. And you get to take home some decorating tips and bags. So you're kind of set to make that on your own and kind of practice what you learned.
All right. And then is that it?
No. That happens on April 1st, and then we have one more. One week later, we are offering jelly making. It's the same time, so it's Monday, April 8th, 6 to 8 p.m. in Bob Boyle's Hall.
Okay.
And Teresa McGuire is going to be teaching the jelly making class.
Okay.
So we don't have any fruit in season. We won't really have anything ready in April, but we're teaching jelly making. So she's asking students to bring their favorite fruit juice, and then you'll make delicious jelly.
Okay.
And you'll get to use that. So that's April 8th. She said, you know, you can use grape. That's, of course, the most popular jelly flavor, but you can get really creative. You can do cranberry. Peach. You could do peach. You could do pomegranate, grape, or whatever kind of combination, whatever you find at the store. It just has to be 100%
fruit juice.
100% fruit yes. juice. Yes. Okay. And that class is $25. So okay. there's a few things you need to bring, kind of like a pot and your own spoon, a couple other things. And then we provide the jars. We'll be providing
is he specifying what kind of spoon? Is it a big wooden spoon?
It is a metal spoon.
A
she
metal
requested
spoon.
Requested a metal spoon. Okay. But we give the jars, and then there will be a canning funnel that you pour the jelly through. You get
right.
to take that home. And so you'll kind of be set to make your own jelly afterwards. And again, with that class, you get a recipe card, so
okay.
that will last you after the class is over.
And Teresa taught home economics
yes.
at FCHS for years.
Yes. She's excited about teaching that. I called her to get this one set up, and she's got a lot of experience with that, so she's looking forward to teaching it.
Okay. So it's jelly making on
yes.
April 8th, Easter cupcakes on April 1st.
Yes.
Ballroom dancing March 19th, the day after my birthday.
Okay.
Just so you know now we're expecting a cake in my classroom.
All right.
That day. Cake decorating on March the 13th, bowling February 28th, and barn quilt painting Thursday, February 21st. You have to sign up for all these classes soon because
yes.
They will fill up, right?
Yes. It's never too early to sign up for any of them, even for the classes that are beginning in April. There's a seat limit on all these classes, so if you
right.
want to reserve your spot, it's never too early.
So are you going to have one of those situations, are you expecting one of those situations where you have too many people sign up and you have to stretch it into a second class? Like
we might be able to do that. I know, especially with the barn quilt painting, we'll definitely put that on the schedule again because it seems to be very popular.
Okay.
And the paint parties, things like that, those will be some ongoing classes. So if you miss it the first time around, keep watching on our social media pages and on our website. We update everybody through that. News releases, we send them to the
right.
radio and try to let people know so they don't miss a chance.
And we're going to be looking for the news release on the trip to New York City.
Yes.
Do you know how many days it is?
It is a 4-day trip, so that will begin on July 8th. So it's a ways away, but we are already taking registrations, and you want to secure your spot in that class too. So that's July 8th through the 11th. It's 4 days, and we're going to be taking people to New York City to see the landmarks of Manhattan.
Oh, okay.
So we're partnering with Explorica. It's a travel agency. They take a lot of educational trips
mm-hmm.
all over the world. And again, when we did that survey in the fall, we asked people, where would you like to go? And part of taking these trips, some places can be intimidating, or there's people that they don't want to have to plan it out themselves.
Right.
They like the luxury of having everything mapped out. You get dropped off at the place you need to be. It's all taken care of. And that is what this trip is. It is everything. It's all inclusive. So this trip will include round trip and transportation out of St. Louis.
Okay.
We'll fly you over to New York City, and you're going to be on a bus, and you'll be dropped off at the different landmarks.
Different locations.
Yes.
Statue of Liberty or
yes.
Battery Park, so you can get over to the Statue of Liberty.
Right. There will be sightseeing tours, and we have a private tour guide. So
oh, okay.
it's not like you're with people from all over. You have your own tour guide, and they are very knowledgeable, so you'll be learning everything about those landmarks. The hotel stays, you have a private bathroom, you have breakfast and dinner daily, overnight security chaperone, and a Broadway show is included in the cost
Ooh,
of the trip.
Okay.
So over the 4 days, you will get to see a lot of landmarks. So I'm going to go through them pretty quickly.
Okay.
The Rockefeller Center, St. Patrick's Cathedral, Times Square, the Grand Central Terminal, Empire State Building, and you get to do the observatory visit
right.
when you're there. The Trinity Church, Wall Street, the 9/11 Memorial, and I have been to that, and it is very, very cool.
Right.
Chinatown, Little Italy, the Broadway show. You'll get to go to Central Park, Radio City Music Hall, Metropolitan Museum of Art, and the American Museum of Natural History.
Okay. I've been to at least 6 of those.
Have you? Okay.
So,
I went last year.
Excellent.
Yeah. There's a lot to see. And, you know, there's so much to see, it's hard to do it all in a day, which is what I did.
Right.
So we didn't even get to stop at all the spots. It was more of a bus tour.
Right.
And I also left out, we'll get to see the Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island. So that's
okay.
something else. So over those 4 days, you get to not only see all of them, but you get the guided tour.
Okay.
So
all right.
it's going to be a great trip.
Look for all that information on the Frontier Community College Facebook page.
Yes, and we have 4 informational meetings coming up. So if you want to learn more and how you can get signed up, those are coming up next week on the college. So okay. You can look on our social media pages.
All right. More. And sign up for Barn Quilt Painting First. It's February 21st.
That's the first one.
All right. Thank you for coming out, Julie.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure. That's going to do it for today.